Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking.
Welcome to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and a few times every week, we will be here giving you tiny doses of motivation, inspiration, and ways that we can all try to be a little bit better to ourselves and other people. We hope that you learned something about yourself, about communication, about relationships, and let's dive into today's episode. Got a question for you. All right. That thing you want to do, that you want to try, it could be really big and it could be that you want to start a business. It could be medium size and you want to start a side hustle. Maybe it's really small and it's like, you know, I want to get back into dating, or I want to try this hobby that I've never tried before, right? Whatever it is. What is something that you want to do but you're too scared to do it? That thing where you're like, "Ugh, I want to, but I don't know. I don't want people to make fun of me. I don't want to annoy anybody. I don't want to, you know, embarrass myself. I don't want to do it really wrong." Like, we all have that. I have that, right? I'm doing that as we speak, you know? I'm launching my own business. I have that all the time, that I'm like, "Oh my God, I hope I'm doing this right." So we all experience that thing where we're like, "Oh my God, but what if? And typically what holds us back more than anything is our fear of failure. Our fear of being embarrassed or of annoying people. You know, most of the time when someone works with me about their side hustle or they're starting their business, they're like, "I just don't want to annoy my friends and family," or "I'm just really scared to back it up because, you know, who am I to be doing this? What, like, why me? Why should I even, you know, be creating this thing or doing this thing? Or, you know, am I even an expert?" Whatever it is. First of all, that's just imposter syndrome. That's an episode for a different day. But I want to talk about what that worst case scenario is, because for me, listen, I brag about the good things. Like, I'm not shy. I'll be like, "I quit my job. I'm starting this business. My podcast is doing well." Like, I put the good stuff out to the world. Things you haven't seen are a business that I started and I worked on for a year and a half, and I had employees and I put tens of thousands of dollars into, and failed every single step of the way. And I was just way too stubborn to realize that it wasn't the right fit for me and what I wanted to do. And so I sold it for not a lot of money at all. So you guys never saw that. You also haven't seen people that I've dated. I don't like to show a lot of my relationships on Instagram unless it's very serious or something that I feel is really stable. So you guys don't see that going well or going badly. So the thing is that I don't share the bad things, but I don't want you to think that they're not there. I do also have a fear of failure in some things. And it all comes back to, like, I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want people to make fun of me. I don't want people to be saying anything behind my back or saying that I'm not worthy of doing something, blah, 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 blah. But what if we looked at that being an annoying byproduct of you doing it? It's part of doing something. It is. People are going to talk about you. People might make fun of you behind your back. People might be wondering why you're doing it. You know, I'm sorry, but, like, there's a lot, almost anything worth doing comes with that. That's part of the territory. So what if the worst thing could be not trying it? There's someone that I worked with who came to me and had these amazing illustrations, and she was like, "I just want to sell, like, a couple to people and make them feel really good about it, but I don't want to sell any to my friends and family. I don't want to be online. I don't want to annoy anybody." And when we really started to shift that mindset into, but what if you never even tried? Like, that's what's scary. And I laid out a plan that showed her, with just a couple different ways of being on the internet, and you don't need to be selling to your friends and family, and you don't need to be doing this, and you don't need to be worried about your skill because your skill is there. And, you know, fixing that mindset into, what if you just never tried? That's the worst. What happened is, with my help, you know, built out this business for her. We laid out a roadmap, and she ended up bringing in $4,000 a month consecutively for her first year, just as a hobby, because of the way that we set up her business, for the way that we set up everything. And that's what I want everybody to take away from this, is like, what if you never tried? That to me is more terrifying than anything. Let people talk. They're going to anyway. They're going to. They have nothing better to do. They're bored. They're shouting from the cheap seats, right? They're shouting from the cheap seats. Let them talk. They're not doing anything, okay? So what if we changed that fear of failure, of being embarrassed, of people talking about us, to that main driving fear being, what if I never tried this? What if I'm missing out on my dream career that I could create for myself? What if I'm missing out on all this money that I could be making? What if I'm missing out on feeling more fulfilled? Isn't that way scarier? It is to me. So I just want to leave you with that. This isn't about how much money she made. This isn't about what I did for her. This isn't anything salesy, because I don't want to come off that way. It's in that moment that I was working with her that I was like, I want everyone to know that what is possible, not even trying for what's possible, that to me is scarier than anything that could come up along the way. So I want you to think on that. I want you to know that. I want you to understand that. I'm here if you ever have questions. I hope you know that. You can always ask me questions. I am in my DMs every single day helping you guys one-on-one. So if you ever have any questions, or if this is something you want to know more about, please let me know. Change that fear of failure to being a fear of never trying, because that to me is a major loss. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Daily Hype. If you're interested in all the other things that Team AP Consulting is up to, make sure to go to our website, teamap.consulting, and you can check out our services. You can listen to our second podcast, The Unfiltered Entrepreneur, or you can even take a look at MeTime, our wellness product, to make your morning even better. Talk to you soon.